then he'd read the Bible, and then he'd explain it to us, mm-hmm. and then have prayer. And then we could just go ahead and play till we all got sleepy and tired. Well, no, before we had to go get our bath. We had some big old tubs that had water in them, you know. Mm-hmm. The girls would go one place and the boys the other. So we all know what to do. And we never had nobody in our house, in the family, that I ever heard curse a word. Didn't have no bad words like they do now. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks would say, "Oh, my Lord," you know, and "My God, look at that." Ooh, we never had nothing like that in our home. Everybody, I believe, was all raised Christian to start with, but of course, whenever you get older and realize that you got to give yourself to the Lord, well, that means a difference. You belong to a church?
My parents are Methodist. That's the church that I grew up in.
Was what?
Methodist.
Uh-huh. I've been to Methodist churches and heard them preach, but I just don't know nothing about their rules or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm Baptist.
That's a pretty big church around here.
They belong to the Southern Convention Baptist, mm-hmm. our church. So, and I said, there's one thing or two or three things that I don't never have to ask the Lord to forgive me for. That's for cursing. I've never had to curse. Mm-hmm. I've never had to use tobacco nor snuff nor nothing like that in my life. And I never did drink coffee. And several things like that. But you can pray for them that does, you know. That they get forgiveness.
Drinking coffee?
No, never.
It's kind of unusual. Why?
Yeah, all my people drinks coffee. I never did like it. I just never did drink it. My husband, he said if anything bothered him about coffee, he's thinking there's some left in the pot. Oh, not me. Drink coffee. Never did.
Uh-huh.
There's 12. 12 children. Mother and daddy made 14 in the family. But the baby died when he was 7 months old. Mm-hmm. He had, I believe it said he had whooping cough and developed pneumonia with it. Mm-hmm. And he died. And he died on Christmas. And my daddy lived to be 80 years old. He died on Christmas. And he is 2 years older than my mother, and she lived to be 80 years old. She died on Christmas. And Christmas always just puts a little sad feeling,
yeah.
you know, in you, especially if there's somebody sick.
Yeah. Sounds like your family was just a...
There's 8 girls and 4 boys. The baby was a boy. There's just 3 boys that lived to be grown. They all dead now but 4. I got a sister right up there. She's 88. And I'm 78. And I got a brother that lives right across back over there. And he's 76. He's younger than I am. I got a sister that lives in Poplarville. And she's 82. Mm-hmm. The rest of them's all gone on. But I don't have a thing to worry about. Every one of them was raised in a Christian home and they lived a Christian life. Uh-huh. So.
It sounds to me that your family was just a, I'd say, a